السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. May the peace, mercy, and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon you all. Distinguished guests, esteemed scholars, respected members of the Indian community, ladies and gentlemen, it is an honor to be before you today on behalf of the Cameroon Muslim Elite League, DICAM, on the occasion of the fifth edition of the SEMAC Islamic Finance Community Day. The theme of this year's event, Promotion and Development of Islamic Finance within SEMAC, the commitment of the Muslim community of Cameroon, is particularly significant. As you all know, Islamic finance offers a unique opportunity for economic growth and development based on the principles of fairness, transparency, and ethics. As Muslims, therefore, we have a responsibility to promote and develop this industry, not only for the benefit of the community, but for the benefit of the broader society. In Cameroon, we have seen a growing interest in Islamic finance, and it is encouraging to see the effort being made at different levels to promote this domain. However, there is still much work to be done in order to realize the full potential of the Islamic finance in our country. And this can be achieved, amongst others, of course, through continuous education and awareness, investment in Islamic financial institutions, and continuous advocacy for policies that support the growth of the sector. Considering the above, the Cameroon Muslim Elite League, DICAM, in its current plan of action, has concentrated great attention to economic development based on Islamic finance. On this, therefore, DICAM plans to, amongst others, train at least 500 entrepreneurs and elites on the principles of Islamic finance. And this session is just a beginning, for we have at least three participants per region that are present with us here. Secondly, DICAM plans to identify and support at least 10 community projects per year in key sectors. Thirdly, to collaborate with Islamic financial institutions to raise funds in favor of the community. And lastly, to sensitize the members of DICAM in particular and the general public to the opportunities of governmental programs in this field. Let's note that the main objective of DICAM is to promote the human, material, and cultural development of the community through the actions of the Muslim leaders and elites. It is therefore hoped that the regional representatives of DICAM taking part in this activity and the general participants will play their role and serve as ambassadors in the regions for more sensitization for effective appropriation of this sector. Let's therefore work together to promote and develop Islamic finance in Cameroon and the SEMAC region in general. Let's strive to build a financial system that is fair, transparent, and beneficial to all. I would like to end by commending the organizers of this event for their efforts in bringing together stakeholders and experts in the domain. I am therefore confident that the training, discussions, and deliberations that will take place over the next few days will contribute significantly to the development of Islamic finance in our region. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us success and bless this city. Thank you for your kind attention. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.